a National Civil War Veterans Home in Marion, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting The Faces of Lincoln, a permanent exhibit featuring original material from the newly acquired Lincoln Collections. More information at indianahistory.org. During the Civil War, the government needed to care for disabled soldiers returning from the conflict. In 1865, President Lincoln signed legislation to create the National Asylum for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers and Sailors. Renamed the National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers in 1873, the original site was expanded from a basic shelter for veterans to a planned community, fully equipped with chapels, schools, hotels, libraries, theaters, and farm buildings. As the carnage of war left thousands in need of care, the Board of Managers of the home created 10 self-contained branch facilities throughout the country. The National Military Home in Marion, Indiana, was one of those branches. Opened in 1890, the 151-acre facility served veterans of the Civil War and every conflict thereafter. The home was also racially integrated. White and black veterans lived together here a full 80 years before the integration of the military troops. Once serving as many as 1,700 veterans in its nearly 100 buildings, the National Military Home in Marion, Indiana, is now used as a military hospital for roughly 200 patients. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.